Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of New You City Chat. I am Danielle Mercurio, your host for the evening, and I am super excited to have you on with me. We're going to have a really great show tonight. I'm really excited about the subject matter. I'm really excited about the guests that I'm having on. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm just so excited to have you on once again with me. I've been talking, well, I mentioned this last night, actually. So the reason for this whole call that we're having is based on Toastmasters. It's a group that I'm a part of, as well as my guests as well. It's internationally known, and it's for, you know, individuals that are looking to amp up their public speaking game in many ways, which we'll talk about further. But we actually had a meeting last night, and one of the things I mentioned when I had to go up to randomly talk, which, again, we'll tell you a little bit more about in just a moment, Mercury retrograde. I mean, how crazy was it? It was literally, I think it started February 6th, and it ended February 28th. I know this exactly because I feel like every day throughout it, something was going on. My blood was coursing. Things were just stressing me out, and it was hard, I'm not going to lie. I mean, and I know that's the ebb and flow of life, and life will give you challenges that you can handle, but it doesn't mean that it's going to be pleasant. So the past few days with retrograde gone has been very nice for me, so I hope that you've been feeling the shift as well, and things are just a little bit lighter for you. So me, this is the first time that you're listening to New You City Chats. Again, I'm Danielle Mercurio. I'm a lifestyle coach here in New York City, and my coaching business is around people that are moving into transitions of some kind, whether they're literally moving, perhaps to a new city, and they're looking for a fresh start, but they're not exactly sure where they should go from there, or just looking for a change in some other way. A lot of times, we get stuck in these routines, or we find ourselves settling into things because we think it's what we should do as opposed to what we want to do. So I really am into the whole idea of exploring where you are now, where things just don't seem to be going your way and you're not sure why, and then figuring out how we can change that. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about another topic that is very important to me as a life coach, and I've now realized that it's actually important to a lot of people and really anyone in any area of their life. And we're going to get into how public speaking is not just for literally public speakers or for people that are giving, you know, their own talk shows or presentations, but it can be an area in your life where you just got promoted to manager, and that means that you're going to be speaking in front of your staff now, and that scares you. Or you may be asked to give the toast at your best friend's wedding, and as much as you love your best friend, you are terrified of speaking in front of all of her friends and family. So it's an area where, again, you want to get more improvement on. And the great thing about learning public speaking and getting more clear on being in front of others and being more comfortable in front of others is that it builds your confidence, it builds your self-esteem, it gets you into a place where you really start to feel more comfortable, and maybe the fear doesn't all go away, but it's a little bit more tolerable. Another area where it's great is, let's say, the job interview process. You know, like, how many times have you had that opportunity where you get the job interview, you're so excited, you have all the right skill sets, you have the perfect outfit, you're ready to go, and then you get to the actual interview, you're meeting with the person that would be your soon-to-be boss, and you freeze up. You start to stutter, or you start to repeat what you said the last time around, or get forgetful, or stutter, and all these things happen, which you know is not you, and you know that you're so qualified for the job, and yet your fear just seems to take over. So we really wanted to explore that whole process of getting over your fears and getting into the life you want through fine-tuning your public speaking. So throughout the show, we want you to call in too. The number is 646-716-9397. And so we encourage you to participate that way, because we're going to actually have some games throughout the show. So if you'd like to call in and see how improv speaking can work for you, we'd love to try it out. It'd be a lot of fun. Nothing to be embarrassed about, nothing where we're going to put you on the spot in any way, but just kind of a little fun experience and a preview as to what we do. And the reason why I have my guest on tonight, Danielle Mund, not only is she fabulous because she is Danielle and she is a lifestyle coach and she is in New York like me, she does Toastmasters with me as well, and she's really taken it seriously and she's really looked really hard into the subject matter, really started to explore more about improv and how bringing it into our everyday life really adds a whole new flavor and a whole new level to how we interact with everyone. So I really was excited to get her insight as well, because the two of us have really grown through the Toastmasters process, and now I think that it makes for a really great platform for us to share it all with you. In addition to us being in New York City, we're doing a live workshop this upcoming Sunday together to promote this idea further, and we'll have more details about the actual live workshop if you'd like to attend at the end of the show. And so, again, the show is interactive. You're more than welcome to participate by calling in. The number is 646-716-9397. We also tweet throughout, so if you'd like to do that, my handle is at New U City. So make sure you mention that when you're tweeting throughout the show. We also have a chat room, which has been loading since the show has started. So not quite sure if that's working or not, but if someone's in the chat room, feel free to say, hey, you guys can talk amongst yourselves. I feel a little bit left out that I won't be able to join you, but I do encourage you to do that, and I'll continue to play around, and hopefully I can get the chat room up and running. So with that, I'd like to get the show going. We're going to introduce our guest host tonight. Like I said, Danielle, I met her through the Life Coach Radio Network. She is actually a host on the network as well. She typically leads the Life Coach chat, and we actually never had a show together through that, but we just, you know, it's one of those things. She stood out to me, I stood out to her, and we decided to get together to get coffee, and we realized that we definitely had a lot in common. We wanted to keep this synergy going. She invited me to Toastmasters, and clearly the rest from there is history. So a little bit more about Danielle. She is a branding expert and a coach who focuses on working with clients to discover, design, and express their brand or personal identities. Sometimes that means creating a brand new logo and coming up with a new digital strategy. Sometimes it means public speaking training, but it always means laser-focused clarity coaching. In addition to her coaching certification, she holds undergraduate and master degrees in art history and spent years in various design fields and the digital advertising world, working on major brands like Newcastle Brown Arrow, Maybelline, Honeymaid, and more. Her website is going through an overhaul over the next few months, but she can still be found at daniellemund.com. So with that, I would like to welcome Danielle officially to the show. Hey, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. I'm really excited about this. This is going to be great.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun, and I'm still playing around with this chat room. It's bothering me a little bit. I don't know if you are online and can see it or not, perhaps. Ooh,
I'm
not working. Okay.
I should be.
No worries. I tell the universe that I needed it to work, and it did. Awesome. So chat room is officially, I'm on board now. I see you, the guests already were, but now I can see you too. So hopefully we can interact that way as well. Okay. So, Danielle, like I said, so excited to have you on, so excited for us to just be doing this together. I'm surprised we haven't done it sooner, to be honest.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So, I know I just read your bio and told our listeners a little bit about what you're doing with your coaching right now, with the branding and all of that, but how did you even get into coaching? What made you take the jump from where you were in the advertising world and art history and all these different aspects of your life into, hey, I think I'll be a lifestyle coach?
So that's an awesome question, and one I definitely love answering because people tend to ask it a lot. I mean, how does anyone become a life coach, right? It's kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
But I studied art history, first of all, in college because I fell in love with the department at my school. And I loved the classes. I loved the professors. There was nothing that I would have rather been doing than doing my art history work during college. So I loved it. But it was a real shock when I graduated and I really didn't know what I wanted to do for a job. And so what I ended up doing was sort of just blowing in the wind. I just, like, sort of went where the money was because I was like, if I don't know what I want, I might as well make some money. I sort of jumped around a lot. And at some point I decided to go back to school for art history because I loved it. And eventually, a couple years later, I found myself in the advertising world. Advertising just seemed to me like it was a very practical use of art history, but also just like visual imagery, visual culture. And I really loved that. And I always loved the interaction between humans, like sort of psychology and visual culture. So that's another point, I guess. So psychology was always something that I've thought about studying and thought about going into. One of my favorite activities to this day is people watching, and I will always love that because I love, you know, what makes people tick, human behavior, things like that. And so I realized at some point that I needed to do something different. I needed to follow my own path. I needed to, you know, dive into something that had that psychological aspect to it, working with people more one-on-one. And I've found out about life coaching, and I started to think about, okay, well, what is it that I've been doing that hasn't allowed me to truly be happy in any of these jobs? What is it that is missing? How am I not allowing myself to show up? And I realized that some of the things that I wasn't really able to use in the corporate world were things like my intuition and truly connecting with people, sort of this idea of hearing what's not being said and bringing that to the surface. So finally, this has become a really long story, but finally I found out about coaching. I was super skeptical, but I found the program that you and I both did, IPAC, and it just looked awesome, and I went for it, and I have loved it ever since. So that's basically it. Here I am.
Awesome. Yeah, which makes me very happy, clearly. And honestly, it's insane. Our similarities just keep building. Like, I really am starting to think that you're just, like, my, like, mirror coach image or something, because the more, like, I hear about your history, I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally was there, or, oh, yeah, I did that, you know, so I think it's really funny. It's I don't know, it's crazy. So I loved what you said about how you felt like you were just blowing in the wind, like, very, like, Pocahontas of you, if you will. I think that's,
aww,
like, such a beautiful way to say how we exist, because it kind of is. It's like we are all blowing in the wind, and a lot of times I think we get confused because we think that we have to be really depressed to have something wrong with us, or we think that, you know, we have to hit, like, rock bottom in order to say, like, I need help. But sometimes we really are just blowing in the wind. Like, we're doing our thing. Nothing's technically wrong, but nothing really feels right either. You're just kind of going through the motions. And I think people don't realize that actually that's just the first signs, you know. That's kind of the first signs of a wake-up call. And maybe nothing will ever happen, and maybe you'll just continue your life that way. But it also is a sign to maybe recognize that we're more than just blowing in the wind. We have a path, and maybe we should let that wind guide us towards where we need to go. So I really like how you said that, because it's true, you know?
Yeah, and it's so interesting because at the time, I really was like, life sucks. This is terrible. I don't know what I'm doing. Get me out of this. And I was just like sort of running away constantly and sort of I was going where the winds were taking me, but it wasn't very purposeful. And, you know, looking back, now I'm in a place where I see the benefit of that. And I see, oh, my gosh, each one of these things that I did does have a purpose, because here I am now, and it's very interesting. I'm a branding and expression coach, and I'm using all of those things that I learned along the way to help my clients. So even though I wasn't enjoying myself at the time necessarily, everything really had a purpose. And now I absolutely love it because I can bring it together in the way that I want it to be pulled together. So,
Yeah, totally. I love it. You're right. Nothing's for waste. No regrets, because it all brings us to where we are. And seeing you now, when I see you in person, when I see you talking about what it is you do, you're so engaged, you're so alive, and you're just so in it. And I'm like, oh my God, she's doing her thing. It's fabulous. She's so in tune. I can't wait to see like where this takes her. And
thank
I just
you.
Love it. And yeah, of course, of course. And like one other thing before we get into like our meaty subject matter of the night, I love that you love people watching. Once the weather is nicer, like let's please go get some tea and sit in the park and watch people. Because I agree, it's such a fascinating thing. And I think, for me, I think people watching is a great way to build your intuition, like you're saying. And I agree that intuition is very much gone now from the corporate world. And I think, like you said, there's a lot of things that aren't being said or brought to the surface. And I think they should be. I think we do need to bring intuition back to the corporate world in a sense. Does that mean that we're all going to start, you know, talking about our third eyes in the CEO's, you know, town hall? No, not necessarily. However, I think there are ways to get more in tune with who we are in the moment and not get so caught up in everything else that's going on. And I think, actually, by what we're going to talk about tonight and what we're going to be doing together in the future is actually a part of that. I think by getting more in tune with public speaking, getting up in front of other people, tackling your fear actually does heighten your intuition, which can set you apart in the corporate world in a really great way.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. So with that, let's get a little bit more into our topic tonight. So like I was telling everyone, we are part of Toastmasters. We joined it because we're life coaches and we're looking to build our presence in front of other people, become more comfortable. We're both radio hosts on the network. So we were just looking to, you know, see what it was all about, see what if it was more than just learning how to not say so many times. And we realized that it was. We realized that, you know, you can really benefit from learning public speaking. So we learned that as a coach, but what would you say through the process of Toastmaster so far, how would it benefit anyone that wants to join? How can public speaking really boost your self-esteem or whatever area you're trying to improve?
Oh my gosh, this is such a huge, huge question. And it's funny, what comes to mind is I sent out an email, of course, it's saying, oh my gosh, now I'm so aware. I sent out an email today to the people who subscribe to my newsletters. And one of the things that I said, that I sort of gave 15 reasons why learning or practicing impromptu speaking is important, I think. And my 15th reason was because it makes me a better person. So that's pretty much all-encompassing. But I will say that there are a few important, very tangible skills I think that is important for everyone to learn. You know, first of which, obviously, we're always encountering new situations and scenarios in life in general, right? And I think that one thing that's important to note is that people really see you differently when you can express yourself clearly and in a relatable way. So that's super important, and that's what Toastmasters and public speaking in general is really all about. It's about communication, and it's about being able to express yourself. And by expressing yourself, it's not a one-way street, right? It's a two-way street. It's you expressing yourself, but it's also you being heard and relating to other people so that they know what you're about. And so it just opens up so many things in life in general. And I think that that's important no matter where you are. You know, obviously there's a lot of speaking that people do at work, in relationships. I don't know, even when you answer the phone. I mean, it's all about communication. One thing that's really interesting to point out, though, is that with Toastmasters, there's different aspects to the meeting, right? There's the first part of the meeting called Table Topic that's all about impromptu speaking. And then there's also the prepared speeches. And I think those two things are both super, super important, but I think they teach different skills. And I think the impromptu speaking, you know, there's no time to prepare. It's off the cuff. You're really just speaking off the top of your head. And I think there are a lot of things to be gained from that, such as, you know, quick decision-making skills. You don't have time to figure out what you're going to say or write a draft and then memorize it. And because of that, I think you sort of become a little bit more creative. You're like opening up these neural pathways because it's like rapid fire. Oh, my gosh, I have to make a connection right now. And so it's just sort of this idea of really quick speaking, you know? So that's really interesting. And then on the other side, there's the prepared speeches. And what does that teach you? Well, you have to practice for that. And so it's just both kinds of speaking is really about focus. So I think, like, all of these skills can be transferred to other areas of life in a big way, right? You have some great examples, Danielle. Like, one of them was, like, going on blind dates.
Oh, right.
Not
I'm like, please do tell me about these brilliant ideas I have. Where do I
start? I was thinking about it yesterday when we were talking about it.
Yes, we pitched this to our Toastmasters Club. I think what happens a lot in, you know, you're on a blind date or you're in the elevator, and what do? You know, we feel, here's the thing, we naturally are meant to talk. The reason why you're in an elevator with someone and you feel awkward is because for some reason our minds want to fill that space. We have uncomfortable moments with silence. So that's where, you know, other areas of our life, like meditation, come into play, where we learn how to become comfortable with the space on our own. But then there's the other element where, you know, you are in a space with another person, and for some reason you feel the need to fill it. And so what do? We talk about the weather. We talk about something that's going on in the city. We talk about the subway. We talk about these safety topics. And, you know, that's fine because, again, they fill the space. But do they really set you apart? Do they really stand out? No, it just, you know, you kind of leave and you're like, phew, I got through that elevator ride. I got through that awkwardness. So it's almost like we're trying to avoid the awkwardness by just, you know, covering it up with something easy instead of actually putting ourselves out there, thinking a little bit, and saying something worthwhile. It doesn't have to be anything like, you know, memorable or inspirational, but just something a little bit different. And in a way, it makes you a little bit more memorable. And who knows the kind of connection that you can have. If it's in the elevator, who knows? Maybe that person knows somebody who knows somebody. You know, you just literally never know. Or if you're on, like, you know, Dee was saying, the blind date example, maybe it'll get you that second date, you know? So it's just, what can you do a little bit differently than the norm or than the moments where you just want to be like, oh, this is uncomfortable, I don't like it, I'm just going to say, you know, default to my typical where did you grow up question, instead of maybe trying to do something more. And that takes practice, and, you know, clearly that's why we do Toastmasters, and that's why we're encouraging you to find ways to explore improv. So that's,
yeah,
is that
absolutely
where you were going to...
Yeah. That's,
yeah,
that's,
and
that's pretty much what you said yesterday, totally, yeah. You said it even better.
Oh, good. Good. My improv's improving. And what we do in Toastmasters is this thing called Table Topics. And so basically what Table Topics is we have a master who will, it doesn't sound, you know, it's not as creepy as that sounded, but we have someone that's called the master, and they come up with different questions, and you come up at random, and you get asked a question, and you have to talk for 1 to 2 minutes. And like Dee was explaining, it really puts you out there. So I want to actually give you guys an example of what Table Topics is like. So I'm going to ask Danielle a random question, and she's going to have to give us a spot-on answer, and then she's going to do the same for me. I didn't tell you we were doing this, but you're going to ask me a random question as well. And then if anyone wants to call in and play, you can do that now. The number is 646-716-9397. I see we have some people in the chat room. If you want to, in the chat room, want to ask a random question for us to answer, go for it. We'll do it throughout the show. So if you don't want to call in just yet, you can call in later and we can play. So, Danielle, did I say I was going to start with you? I did.
I guess so.
All right. Yes. Okay. So here's your table topics question. Growing up, what was your favorite book and why? Go.
Growing up, what was my favorite book and why? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, and this is because a friend of mine recently had a baby, is this book, Good Night Moon. Now, I realize that this is really a book that you only really are reading when you're like about 3 years old. Or so actually someone's reading to you. There aren't many words. It's mostly pictures. But the essence of this book is so beautiful. And it's about this bunny, really, this young baby bunny who every night says goodnight to everything, including the moon. So it ends with Goodnight Moon. And I just absolutely love this book. It gives me the warm fuzzies.
Yay.
So that's the book I'm thinking about right now.
Awesome. I love it. And see, what you're going on here, people, is basically we got a really, not only did we get a really, like, more personal information about Danielle, it was, like, a really sweet story, and it's so much more engaging and interesting than asking her where she grew up. And it's what we're saying is, and it also got her to open up in a new way than she's used to opening up to, because we know how to answer those default questions, we so know, but we don't know how to answer these kind of random off-the-bat ones. So I think, you know, and for people that listen to my show, instead of a tool belt, I say we all carry around our little life purses. So this is a new, you know, item to put in your life purse, is to think of some questions you want to ask people randomly like this. Now, am I saying that maybe, you know, you should ask your boss, you know, something like this? Maybe not that question per se. Maybe you don't need to ask, you know, your boss what he was afraid of when he was little. But maybe think about, okay, what are some questions, you know, for some reason I am with my boss, a meeting's about to start and we have some minutes to kill. What are some things that I could ask him that would be engaging, that would be a little bit different, that would be a little bit unique? And again, build that relationship with them. So it's just an exercise that you can use not only for your own speaking ability at a quicker pace, but also how to engage other people in a new way and, you know, make them kind of surprised by you too. Be like, wow, you know, that Danielle, she has really interesting questions, or she really does want to take an interest in getting to know me. And people respect that, and people value that.
So, I love what you're saying about asking questions, because I think when we talk about public speaking, we often forget or neglect to think about being on the other side. So we always think we have to perform, we always have to answer the question. But, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Public speaking is also about asking the right questions and engaging mm-hmm. people in any way that you possibly can. So I love that you said that. So do I get to ask you a question now?
Yes, you do.
Okay. So I really enjoy the question. And the question is, which decade – in the 20th century, do you wish you had lived through?
Whoa.
And why?
Okay.
And why?
And why, of course, yes. Everyone, you always have to throw in that why, because yes or no questions, don't cut it. Okay. What decade? All right. And here's the other thing about these questions. You don't always have to answer exactly as they say. As long as you still make it interesting, that's my thing. And mind you, I'm in New York City. I hear a siren coming, so just ignore that. Okay, so what decade would I want to live in? I'm going to say, because here's the thing. I actually don't know what decade. Let's let the siren go. All right. Let's hope everyone's who is part of that. Okay, so what decade would I want to be a part of and why? Actually, so what I would say is the 70s. Because it's that whole hippie phase that I'm really into. And I love the whole idea of just freedom and peace and love and just, it just seems so, like, when I look back at that whole, like, hippie-dippy phase, if you will, and the music and the good vibes, it just makes me feel like, I could breathe easy. And it also makes me think, I was trying to think when you first thought of this question was, when were gypsies around? I have no idea, but, like, I would love to go back and be a gypsy also. But I'm not exactly sure when they were around, so that's why I just kind of defaulted to the 70s. I was like, oh, like hippies, that's still, like, the same old, like, love and good vibes and good energy. So that's I think, what I would have liked to experience. I missed it by a few years, but that's okay. I can always try to embody that spirit now. So that'd be a fun decade for me. Yeah, I love playing dress-up, so it comes in handy.
Hey, I mean, we went through a bell-bottom phase.
Yeah, absolutely, and the little hippie round glasses are coming back. I'm looking into getting
completely, totally.
Yeah. So, see again. Look how it opened up. We could have kept talking about that, and to spare you, we won't. However, again, it opens up a conversation in a whole new way. You learn new things about people, and you're engaging, and you're being more in the moment. You're being more present. And another thing then that comes with all this when, like I'm saying, you know, this whole thing is an art. It's like a dance. When you're able to answer questions off the cuff and ask questions candidly, it also helps with your decision-making process. And that's something, Danielle, we've talked about before, and I was hoping that you could elaborate a little bit more to our listeners about how you know, improv and being more candid in turn helps with decision making.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's one of those things, so with public speaking or being put on the spot or whatever situation you find yourself in, it's kind of like there's no way out of it except through it. So no matter what, you're going to have to utter something from your lips, right? And so in that moment, you're sort of forced to say something. Now, in any situation, there are a billion things we could possibly say, you know, probably, and especially if you're nervous in these situations or there's a lot of excess fear, there are probably a lot of thoughts and emotions coursing through you at that moment. And that can make it really difficult. But no matter what, choose one thing to say. And if not one thing, a few things, but in sequence. So kind of no matter what in any speaking situation, it's going to be up to you to choose your best answer and to sort of put yourself out there in a way that you want to be seen and communicate what you want to communicate. And so I touched on fear, and I was just saying that because it's one of those things where I think practicing public speaking, practicing this off-the-cuff impromptu speaking helps lessen the fear and all that adrenaline that runs through you in these moments in life in general when you're not just practicing. Do you know what I mean? So basically, you know, when you're put on the spot, there's no dilly-dallying around. There's no, you know. And just like you said in the Table Topics little exercise that we just did, you don't even necessarily have to always answer the question directly, right? It's just a matter of coming up with your own best default tendencies. So, you know, instead of clamming up or getting really frightened when someone asks you a question, maybe in a meeting at work or a job interview or on a date or whatever it is, or a family member asking you something, maybe personal, it's sort of about, I don't know how to put this, but just, yeah, making decisions on the spot. You know, what are you going to say? What are you going to default to? Does that make sense? I feel like I rambled a little bit there.
No, absolutely. That totally makes sense. And I really like what you said about when you're in a tricky conversation, I actually just tweeted it, there's no way out of it, only a way through it. So what do you want your one way to be to get you through that? And you can do that by figuring out where your fear comes from and then how you can kind of lessen it and develop these default tendencies so that your default tendency is actually going to set you ahead and not set you behind.
Right. Yeah. You said it so much better than I did.
No, I'm just summarizing. So I love it. You put it out there. I just wrap it up with a bow. So it's great.
Awesome.
We're actually already halfway through the show. And we have a listener that seems that she wants to play our game. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And then we come back from our break, we're going to bring on our other listener and play a little Table Topics with them. Sound good?
Awesome.
Yes, I think so. Okay, so as you guys know, you are listening to the Life Coach Radio Network. This is one of three of the networks. There's also the International Radio Network and the Life Coach Chat Channel. And we are a network of almost 50 life coaches. We have so many different varieties of live broadcasts for you every day, tons of different topics from what you're hearing tonight with us to building your confidence to really big transitions in life, to coming out, to dating, to finding a new job. Whatever you're looking for, we have. And not only do we have tons of live broadcasts for you, the great thing is they're all available as recordings or as podcasts. So if you can't make a live show, you can always go to our library and view through our different recordings that we have for you in order to, take our fun advice. So in addition to my show, which is every first and third Tuesday of the month, we also have a lot of other great ones. One that's coming up actually on Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, is Walk Your Talk with Leanne and Marnie Baptista. So Marnie is actually, she went to IPEC as well with me, well, not with me and Danielle, but the same training program that we use, and she's kind of one of IPEC's all-stars. She has really set herself apart from the other coaches and become a big success in the sense that a lot of us kind of look up to her because she's gotten, you know, on the airwaves and all this other great stuff. So anyway, Marnie is going to be on her show. And like I said, Marnie Baptista is the founder of Dating with Dignity. And she is a master practitioner at administering an energy assessment called the D Factor, which helps clients pinpoint exactly why or why they're not dateable and what types of messages they're subconsciously broadcasting to men based on their thoughts, feelings, and actions. And the host, Leanne Parsons, is the Walk Your Talk coach, and she is the founder of Legacy Now Lived, and she is a life, leadership, and legacy coach. So she's going to be interviewing Marnie on dating Thursday at 2. It sounds awesome. I feel like the last show that we were on, I was talking about Leanne and a dating person that she was going to have on, and I said I should join, and here I am again. Deja vu, saying the same thing and saying I should join. So I think it's a sign that I need to join one of these dating shows so we can get Danielle here a little boyfriend. Okay, and then after that, we have on Friday, also the Life Coach Radio Network, at noon, we have Train Your Brain to Up Your Game with Coach Mandy. And she is going to be talking all about how to honor love, truth, and fulfill our purpose in life. It'll be a tribute to her father, who recently passed away, and we'll be discussing life to its fullest with no regret. That's really beautiful, so I think that's going to be a really great show. I think in life when we have those moments where we lose someone that's really special to us, like a parent figure, it really opens up our minds and our hearts to a lot of different insights and aspects, and I think it's really great that she's willing to be vulnerable and also at the same time honor her father and talk about what she's gained from the experience on the show. So that's on Friday at noon. And as always, you can always go to lifecoachradionetworks.com to find out more about our stations and upcoming episodes. So with that, we're going to be back on the air. Danielle, you still with us? Perhaps?
Absolutely. Sorry, I was on mute for a second.
Okay. Awesome. I was getting a little nervous. So, all right, so what we're going to do, we're back on the air. Like we were both playing our table topics game. Looks like we have a listener on that is going to play with us as well. Dee, do you want to ask the question or do you want me to?
Oh, whatever you want, either way.
I like your question, so I feel like I've been asking a lot of questions in general tonight with you being my guest, so if you don't mind when we bring our person on to have you ask the question.
Sure.
See, I'm putting you on the fly just in that regard, so.
You are. I'm kind of like racking my brain now, like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to ask? Okay.
See, that's what it's all about. Okay, so we just opened up the lines. Who do we have on with us?
Hey, ladies, it's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
So we know you.
Hey.
We're so excited that you're on and you joined with us.
Yeah, I really normally don't do this kind of thing, but, you know, since I know both of you guys, I thought it would be kind of fun.
It's totally
fun.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's all about putting yourself out there. And for our listeners, Lynn, why don't you tell us what it is that you do?
I am a health coach, and I work with essential oils to help you get to the healthiest and happiest you.
That is
Ooh,
so fabulous.
I love it.
And
that sounds really great. Okay.
Lynn. I can totally attest for Lynn. She's great at everything she does. So, Lynn, I'm so excited that you called in right now, and I have a really great question for you. So, are you ready?
Okay.
So, and it's a fun one. So, if you could work as an assistant to anyone for a year, who would you choose and why?
Okay. I think I would choose, there's my ums. So I should really go to Toastmaster with you guys. I think it would have to be a Gabrielle Bernstein.
Awesome.
And it would be because I've been following her for at least 5 or 6 years, and I just love the complete transformation that she's made in her life and in other people's lives.
That's awesome. That was so good. See, you wasn't so scary.
Yay. Great answer. Two things. First, and Danielle knows this, I'm a big fan of Gabby Bernstein as well. I've been on a kick lately, not on purpose. I've been seeing a lot of her. Like on Thursday night, I did a Kundalini class with her, and I was literally in the front row in front of her. And I had saw her just the month prior at an event, and I'm going to be seeing her again next month for her book release. So clearly, Lynn, come with me to one of these things, because I keep going by myself, and I'm like, what's going on here? Like, why? When did I become this little, like, you know, groupie? So, but she is really, really fabulous. So I, and second point,
I'll
I'm
totally
curious,
come.
Just, you know, being asked the question on the fly like this, what did that feel like? What was going through your head to have to answer something like this on the air?
Well, I'm actually, this is actually an area that I am trying to work on, because I've always actually been more of a stutterer. I actually am trying to work on this type of area. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't so bad. It was more nerve-wracking just waiting for you guys to answer my call.
Awesome. Well,
really
I didn't notice a stutter at all, and I think you project really well on the air, and you gave a really great, clear answer, and it was something that I resonated with. So I think all around you did a really great job.
Well, thank you.
And one of the things
Danielle, anything to add?
Yeah, one of the things that I think Lynn did really well that I think maybe a lot of us could do more of is just pausing for a second before you answer. Because a lot of times we rush into an answer and we just sort of say the first thing that comes to mind, but that's not always necessarily how we want to protect ourselves. And that's not always what we want to say. And so, Lynn, you took a second there to just collect yourself, to think about what your options were, and then you went with sort of a well-thought-through answer. And so I thought that was really wonderful. So, kudos.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, of course. Thank you so much for coming on and playing with us, Lynn.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks,
all right, well, we're going
to
have a good night. Of course. Woo, that was so fun. I'm so glad that we had her come on to do that. And if anyone else wants to call in and play, we still have a little bit of time before the broadcast ends. The number is 646-716-9397. And you can see the benefit. Not only is it something fun for you to do, new to try, but you get some good feedback as well. And you get it in a way that's really relatable and you can bring into the area of your life that you want. So that was really fun. So we were talking a little bit about, Danielle, you were mentioning your newsletter that you had out today, and you were giving out, like, tips and things that people can do and how they can benefit from public speaking. And I noticed in it you said that you like to scare yourself silly, which I thought was really funny. And I think that kind of, you know, tail ends what we were talking about before the break, that whole idea of what do you need to do to push through your fears to get through things. And I think that's really important for us to explore a little bit more, because it's very easy for us to say in our heads that we're going to do something, or we're going to try that, or, oh, next time I'm going to do it this way, or I'm going to ask that, or I'm not going to stutter, or, you know, whatever it is that we're worried that we do, and then we just get so overcome with fear that we just neglect the whole thing. So I'm curious about the scaring yourself silly and how that can help you go through with something that you might change your mind about in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, I mean, when I said I like to scare myself silly, it's definitely specifically with public speaking and putting myself out there so that I could potentially get called on at Toastmasters to do this impromptu stuff. And, you know, it's so funny because you and I have been going to Toastmasters for months now, every week, and I still get butterflies in my stomach at the beginning of each meeting. And mm-hmm. I still get butterflies when I'm about to go on air on the radio. I still get butterflies when, you know, meeting someone for the first time. And so that's like a natural response, right? So, but I think that it's also a really important response. When we give ourselves that feeling of being scared or a little fearful of what's about to happen or something that is happening, that's really natural. And there's this quote that I saw recently, and it says, fear makes us feel our humanity. In other words, it makes us feel alive, and I think that that's a really important quality, right? We could go throughout our lives and never challenge ourselves, because oftentimes fear comes with a new challenge or something that's outside our comfort zone. And, you know, I think that for me, that's what I'm constantly trying to do. For me, it's a journey of personal growth. And I'm always trying to push ahead one step at a time, but always trying to do something that's going to help me become sort of better at what I do or better person in some way. And for me, this is part of that journey. And yeah, I guess that's pretty much it on you know, being scared. I think a lot of times it's important to recognize that the natural response, natural human or animal response, is to be frightened of something because it may pose you some danger. Mm-hmm. But as humans, we know that getting up on stage or speaking up in a meeting, there's not actually a real danger there. You know, no one's going to bite your head off. No one's going to attack you if you speak up. If all of these eyes are on you, it doesn't mean that they have spears in their hands and they're ready to like throw them at you. And so mm-hmm. I think that part of this whole public speaking thing is about, I don't know, maybe being human. Yeah. Making us feel our humanity and knowing the difference between danger and just that feeling of fear and separating the two from one another. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, I guess that's what I meant. Yeah. Talking about being
I love it. It brings a lot of things to mind. For one, you're right, everyone gets scared no matter what. You know, Tony Robbins, I'm sure, at least I would like to think, still gets a little bit nervous before speaking, you know, in front of a stadium of people. You know, President Obama, I think, sometimes might get a little bit nervous before having to give a press release. You know, the celebrities at the Oscars over the weekend, I'm sure that they were a little nervous or worried about the teleprompter or whatever it may be. We all still get nervous. That's never going to go away. We're never going to be completely at ease, or because that means that we'd be emotionless. You know, it means that we're not really being alive, which is, you know, brings us to that quote you were saying, fear makes us feel alive. And it made me think when you said that, we are also, you know, while we try to avoid fear and kind of mask it, we also thrive on it too. I mean, think about amusement parks and roller coasters or, you know, all these things that we do that gets us our energy kind of surge because we're so, like, afraid. But at the same time, once you do it, there's that rush, you know. There's that feeling of, I did it. It's over. It's great. And you kind of get a high from it almost. So in some ways, we can be adrenaline junkies when it comes to fear, and it's like almost that's why we do it sometimes. Because, like, again, I know with Toastmasters, for me, like last night I got up to talk and I got called up for table topics, and I know my legs were shaking, and it was a total rush when you're up there, and then when you sit back down, it's kind of like, whew, and like you kind of center back down again. You're like, oh, that was fun. And you're like, let me do that again. Even though you were like scared the whole time, you still want to go back and do it some more. So it's a great way to look at fear that way, as opposed to looking at fear as always a bad thing or a negative. It's just part of the process, and it's part of, for some reason, we need it in order to do what it is that we're supposed to do and get some kind of emotion from it. And it's for the betterment of ourselves, really, in the long run. So I like those points that you brought up about fear, because it's true. Everyone gets scared. But at the same time, you also have to realize that when you are speaking in front of a group of people, they're not there to judge you. They're not there. They're there to support you. They're there because they're interested in what you have to say. They're there because you have value. And they're not looking to, you know, and if they are, that's their problem. Like, honestly, like, that has nothing to do with you. If they are there to think that they're better than you or all these other things, let them. Like, let them, like, you know, go to town. And, you know, I did a show on this before, but other people think of you as none of your business. It's true.
Right.
I talk to people that want to listen. And for the others, you know, that's great. You know, moving on. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I completely agree. And while you were speaking, you made me even think of this whole thing of fear and going one step further with it, which is that when you overcome your fear, or not even overcome it, but sort of take on the challenge and then you're past it, what it does, I think, is, you know, you start to see yourself in a different light. So whereas once you might have said, oh my gosh, I'll never do this, I would never, it's impossible, not going to happen, once you actually do it and you take that step and you say, and you can see yourself again and you say, it sounds more like, wow, I did it. I pushed myself. I guess I'm more capable than I thought I was, or I'm stronger than I thought I was, or I'm less risk-averse than I thought I was. And so something that's really important that comes out of this, and anything else where you feel challenged or outside your comfort zone, is that it really changes your self-perception. It changes your self-talk, and it changes how you see yourself, and in effect changes how other people see you as well, which I think is totally crucial and important, and especially when you do that over and over and over again, that's where the real growth happens, and that's where the real transformation happens within you.
Yeah. You know what it made me think of? It's like that's where the belief system comes from within yourself.
Yeah.
It's like it totally comes in. And you're right. It's so true. Our self-perception is really what makes or breaks you. I mean, anyone else can say what they think of you, but really, it always comes back to you and what you think of you. Maybe it's been, you know, boosted by someone else's thoughts, but really, it just comes down to you. So what do you want your self-perception to be? How do you want to be viewed? What is it that you want to embody? What do you want other people to see when they look at you? You're in control of all of that. You hold the power. I think we forget that sometimes, but it's you get to dictate your life as you want it to be. You get to present yourself and show up in the world as it is, as you want to be. No one else can do that for you, just you. So how do you want that to happen?
Yes, exactly.
I like it.
You said it.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, no, totally. And it kind of goes with this. We were going to talk a little bit about the idea of visualization. And when you were talking, it made me think, you know, using visualization not only I guess using it as far as with public speaking or a job interview, or maybe even just you're going to a friend's party and you don't know anyone there and you're nervous. Just thinking about all the great things that will come from it. So picturing yourself there having a great time, or picturing yourself walking away from the interview feeling really empowered, like really confident. Or, I mean, I use visualization. This doesn't have to do with public speaking, but sometimes I don't want to go to the gym, but I'll think about how great it feels afterwards. And that's what gets me there. So it's almost ways that you can visualize the after effects in the present moment to manifest them now. So to get the results you want, you need to embody them now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I know that, you know, in our, when we were sort of preparing to talk tonight on this radio show, you had mentioned visualization. And I thought through it, and I was like, yeah, you definitely, you know, just becoming really present with where you are, first of all, thinking through how you're going to feel at the end, and then really getting to the place where you're embodying that feeling in your mind before anything even happens is such great motivation, and also such great intention setting. And definitely more than likely that is how it's going to end up when you can visualize it and when you can see it in your mind's eye. So it's a super important aspect, I think, of, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. As is the whole, honestly, with confidence, a lot of times too, it's just fake it till you make it. I mean, do you think that's true when it comes to public speaking or improv or any situation?
I think it is true, but I think even more so is that for most people, I mean, everyone gets nervous before they get up on stage or wherever they're speaking, right? I mean, we just talked about that. So, and I think most of the time we think that this fear is very visible. We think that everyone can see our palms sweating, or we think that everyone can see those butterflies in our stomach, but it's not true. And so I think that confidence comes off much more easily than most people think. And so, yeah, absolutely. If you can also visualize being really confident in the moment, you will more than likely come off that way. Absolutely. Fake it till you make it, baby.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's a beautiful place for us to wrap up because it's
so true.
It's a whirlwind, which, again, it's that whole adrenaline rush, right? I mean, I always get that with this show, and that's why it's so fun for me because it's like once it's over, I'm like, ooh, now I can breathe. And then you're like, yeah, that was great. And I just love how you ended it, bringing it all back to the present moment, because for my listeners that listen to me regularly, you know that's what I love to talk about, and you know there's a reason, because every time the show seems to trend, it seems to go right back into that whole idea of just right here, right now, embodying it for what it is, being all that you can, and making the most of it in that moment, and doing it in a way where you stretch yourself just a little bit. You know, do something that's just a tiny bit outside your comfort zone or a little bit differently than you normally would. And the results are usually really magnificent in the long run, and you're more satisfied where you are now. So thank you for tying that in so nicely for me.
Oh, you're welcome.
And, it's been great. And like you said, the show went by really fast. It was really fun to have you on in this platform. And I'm really excited for our event on Sunday for everyone that's in the New York area. Or if you're not and you know someone that is, we would love for you to recommend our event. It's called Off the Cuff, The Art of Impromptu Speaking. And it's going to be in a little south of Midtown Manhattan around Union Square, 14th Street area. And it's going to be a three-hour intensive workshop all about what you heard tonight. Really, it's going to be a small, intimate group, and we made it that way on purpose because we really want you to be able to get the attention you deserve, really work on your public speaking skills, really work on being more candid, more present, more improv savvy, and build your confidence in the process and walk away with something really tangible that you can use in so many different areas of your life. So that's this upcoming Sunday, March 9th, in Manhattan, from 3 to 6 p.m. The event's on Eventbrite. You can look on the invitation here. There's a link to it, or you can always reach out to myself or Danielle. And Danielle, please add anything further about the event or anything else you have going on or how people can get in touch with you.
Yeah, sure. So the link on Eventbrite is super simple. It's just offthecuff.eventbrite.com in case you want to go directly there, just offthecuff.eventbrite.com. And, you know, I always welcome people getting in touch with me if you're interested in talking about public speaking or doing, you know, one-on-one training in public speaking, or if you are interested in branding your company or figuring out your own personal identity. That's really what I love to work on with people. That's what I do. So please feel free to reach out to me. My email is Danielle@DanielleMund.com, or you can check out my website if you want to. First, just DanielleMund.com. And I'm also on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and everywhere else that you might be as well. So feel free to reach out. I love hearing from people and chatting with people and seeing what we can do together.
Woohoo! Awesome. So exciting. I love this whole identity coaching thing you have going on because it's so great and it works for so many different people, whether they're a coach trying to identify their brand, whether you're just, you know, looking for anything. We all identify to the world in a certain way, and it starts with ourselves. So I really love what you're doing. I think it's fantastic, and I'm so excited to see it grow, and I'm excited to be alongside with you when it all does, or as it does. So thank you so much for taking
you.
The time to come on with you. It was really fun.
Awesome. Thank you. This was such a fun show.
Yay, awesome. Well, thank you, Danielle, and I will see you on Sunday for our big event.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, bye, Dee. Awesome. So that was so much fun having her on tonight, and thank you to Lynn for calling in also and playing Table Topics with us. That was super fun. I love the interactiveness of it all. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I hope that you got some value from it. Maybe tomorrow when you're at work and you're in the break room and you're waiting to make your coffee and you're standing there awkwardly with someone else, maybe you think of something to say. Maybe you do something a little bit different. Maybe you bring up something, I don't know, out of the norm that would kind of fascinate them, or test out your funny skills. You're probably funnier than you think. Who knows? Whatever it is, put yourself out there, because here's the thing. Nothing bad can happen. That's the beauty of all of this. You know, all you do if you walk, you know, you say something that didn't really resonate with someone else, you just kind of walk away and you blow it off and you forget about it, they forget about it, and it doesn't really matter. So that's the thing. That's the beauty of pushing yourself, because that's the only thing that you can do. You can just grow and go from there. So, again, public speaking, it's something that I encourage everyone to look into a little bit more, being more candid, being more impromptu in any area of your life. I'd love to hear more about where you think it could help you. I'd love your feedback about how we can improve this whole concept that Danielle and I are working on further and bringing it to workshops and things of that nature. And if you'd like to reach out to me with my coaching, you can reach out to me. My website is Danielle. No, it's not. It's www.newyoucitycoaching.com, or you can reach out to me at Danielle@DanielleMercurio.com. And as you know, I'm on every social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, Instagram. You will find me. So please do find me. I would appreciate it. And that is our show for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. I so appreciate all of you, especially my listeners that tune in on a regular basis. It really, really means a lot to me. So I just want you to know that I really appreciate it, and you hold a dear place in my heart. So until next time, please, please keep dreaming and stay open to life's possibilities. Talk soon.